If you would like to join us on Friday,
Dave and Vanula
with Tesco
weekdays
from 3 to 6.
One of the people you're going to see perform is Jamie McIntyre. And if you stop for a minute, take a look around, you see the stars, they shine so brightly over Galway town. And if you find love, don't lose it, there's not much around, open your eyes, they shine so bright like over Galway town. La 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 la. Some great la 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 la's. La 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 la. Jamie McIntyre will join us this Friday for iRadio's Secret Session. Details on tickets in a minute, but Jamie, for anyone unfamiliar with you, how do you describe yourself in a few words? Put them on to you.
Spoofer, write songs, musician, Galway.
Nice.
Don't know why I said it in four words like that, but we'll do it that way.
You're a man of efficiency.
Exactly, yeah.
I want to pick up on the love for Galway, because I'm a fellow Galway native. I like to mention it from time to time, but you have over Galway town and West is home. Why is the West best, Jamie?
I think just from my experience of just playing, busking and gigging and all that, I think the people are probably just the most accepting to maybe doing things that are different. I know Irish, we're all musicians in some way, but I think they just were very supportive from the start, and then when Galway Town came out, then I had them then, so I was delighted. So I just think we're just a welcoming county, and not to say that others aren't, I just think that we are pretty all right.
We're doing it well.
We're all right, yeah.
When you were writing that song, had you ever foreseen Galway going so far in the All-Ireland that particular year?
No, actually, I wrote that back in March, and I was just out with the lads, and I came home and I was half-steamed, and I went into the room and I just wrote it, and played it for them, and some of them didn't think it was great, so I was like, alright, we'll release that. And then Galway got to the All-Ireland semi-final, and I was like, there's no better time to ever release this than now. But then there was also G Stands for Geezer at the same time, so I remember there was the two of us, and we were both like putting out all the stuff for the song, so I got so many comments from Armagh people just hating on me. I was like, alright guys,
it boosted the algorithm though, and probably shown it to more Galway people. How does it feel going through TikTok and seeing random strangers, not just from Ireland but from all over the world, lip syncing to your songs, using them on their videos?
It's cool. Like, you know, I often kind of look through some of them, and a lot of them are tractors, and you know, I'm not from an agricultural background, so I'm learning more and more about all the different tractors and all the different cows and stuff like that for Galway town. But to see people lip syncing and, you know, like documenting their life with vlogs and all that kind of stuff with my music is cool, that I can be a part of whatever little memory they made as well. So it's really nice.
Using social media to spread the music far and wide, but I think there obviously is the big part of you that is about performing live. And to bring it back to the Galway thing for a second, when you tell people you're from Galway, I feel one of the comments that comes up a lot is like, oh, Galway in the summer is special. And now that you're going to be part of iRadio's Secret Session on Friday, does it feel like a chance to kick off summer 2026 in just a real fun way?
It does, yeah. Like, it's We had the last month off, so I haven't played a show in about a month and a half, because after finishing the tour we got time off, so it's great. I always love playing in Galway, obviously, but it's great the cause of it and where we're playing it and the day of it on Friday, bank holiday weekend. I think it's just perfect timing all around, and it's the start of my busy summer, so I'm delighted that I get to do it in Galway and do it for this cause. It's going to be great crack.
We are getting him before he takes to the electric picnic stage on his own two feet at the end of this summer. Catch him before he's gone. Catch him, Derry. Jamie McIntyre, one of our very special guests at this Friday's iRadio Secret Session in Galway town. A couple of ways you can find tickets and more info: Google iRadio Secret Session, or if you have us on Instagram, go to the link in bio. Tickets are there, and we are on course for a sellout. But sure, when you have a man like this who's blowing up all around us, why wouldn't we sell all the tickets?
And just, you can hear how much he loves getting on stage, doing that live performance. So Jamie McIntyre is ready to go at iRadio Secret Session.
I'm imagining this is going to be Shazammed quite a few times right now. This is Jamie McIntyre, Melbourne. It's iRadio.
You got plans to go and I can't change them. I won't try to, but I'm kind of excited for you. I think it's right that you move. Whole new life. life in front of your eyes. Seems like you're going left while I'm taking a right. The timing was set up to lose. You're here, then you're gone, it's so soon. I guess that life set up that way. It gives you things which you can't take in case you lose them. I guess that's true then. Doing what my heart says is right, but I'm gonna lose her and that's fine. At least I gotta hold her hand. She's in my head now, I'm dreaming of Melbourne. Maybe we lost track all the time, or she took the wind out of my kite. Wish I met her in September. She's gone away now, she's living in Melbourne. All the love you hold, it wakes me at night knowing you gotta go. But the world now is tainted with blue. All signs just run back to you. Guess I'll let you know I miss all the moments our hearts got to hold. Now I have to let go of you. But we'll never know if it's true. I guess that life set up that way. It gives you things but you can't take in case you lose them. I guess that's true then. Doing what my heart says is right, but I'm gonna lose her and that's fine. At least I gotta hold her hand. She's in my head now, I'm dreaming of Melbourne. Maybe we lost track all the time, or she took the wind out of my kite. I met her in September. She's gone away now, she's living in Melbourne. Is right, but I'm gonna lose her and that's fine. At least I gotta hold her hand. She's in my head, now I'm dreaming of Melbourne. Maybe we lost track all the time, or she took the wind out of my kite. Wish I met her in September. She's gone away now, she's living in Melbourne. Doing what my heart says is right, but I'm gonna lose her and that's fine. At least I gotta hold her hand. She's in my head, now I'm dreaming. Away now, she's living in Melbourne. She's gone away now, she's living in Melbourne.
Jimmy McIntyre. Melbourne on iRadio. It is Davin Fanula. He is one of our acts at iRadio's Secret Session on Friday in Galway Town. We'd love for you to come along. It is an aid of Focus Ireland, so every single penny that is spent on tickets goes to them to help in the fight to end child homelessness. And it is another way of donating. You can donate and get a gig. Tickets are available right now in Universe. A couple of ways to get them or find them. Instagram bio. Link is there at This Is iRadio. Or, as I think we all do, Google iRadio's Secret Session and the details shall arrive for you.
Yeah, nearly all the details, because of course you will not find out the secret location until closer to the time, but it is this Friday. It is kicking off the Maybank holiday weekend. Possibly earlier, we're kicking off this summer season in Galway as well, but of course the most important thing is that we are raising money for Focus Ireland.
Very amble Kingfisher-esque, and I think he is going to add his name to the pantheon of greats. Like, you've had the Kingfisher and Amble factions, and now it's time for the solo man, Jamie McIntyre. Maybe a brokerage between the two that they don't end up fighting with each other.
See, he's a great man with the guitar, is Jamie, but he's even better with the bouzouki.
Oh, we had to Google what a bouzouki was. We were reading about him talking about a bouzouki, a very fine instrument.
And hopefully he'll be whipping out his bouzouki on Friday, okay?
I can't wait. He's the only man that I would applaud whipping out his bouzouki.
Hey! Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.